to CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Many Coloradans are headed to vote in person for today's midterm election, but ballot drop boxes are still open in every county. Jeannie Brevoort jogged to drop off her ballot in Littleton this morning.
I came from the East Coast where we didn't have this option. It is amazing. I get to run. I get to ride. I get to, you know, fill it out. I get to sit at my table and think of things, you know, and read through things, you know, on where I was from. You know, you took your thing and you're trying to figure it all out in the little booth, and it's stressful. And sometimes you have kids with you, where this is just so nice. We sat down last night. We went through everything. We were reading things, you know, for and against. And then you just get to drop it off.
More than 75% of Coloradans typically use a drop box to vote. Boxes will remain open until 7 tonight. Snow that blanketed parts of the state last week has been a welcome sight at mountain resorts across Colorado. Breckenridge got 14 inches and is planning to open early this Wednesday. Colorado snow surveyors with USDA say the early snowpack totals are better than last year and look similar to 2020. And again, that snowpack is good news for skiers. Like I said, Breckenridge Ski Resort is opening 2 days ahead of schedule with 54 acres of skiable terrain. That's thanks to 14 inches of fresh powder that fell over this weekend. Other Colorado ski areas that have opened their slopes include Arapaho Basin and Loveland. Stick around, listen to more to come on the election from CPR News, or go to CPR.org.